Now after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra went up to Jerusalem. Ezra was the son of Seraiah, son of Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Shalom, son of Zadok, son of Ahitub, son of Amariah, son of Azariah, son of Meraiah, son of Zerahiah, son of Uzi, son of Buki, son of Abishua, son of Phinehas, son of Eleazar, son of Aaron the chief priest. So this Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given, and the king granted him all he requested, because the hand of the Lord his God was upon him. Some of the sons of Israel and some of the priests, the Levites, in the temple service, went up to Jerusalem in the seventh year of King Artaxerxes. And he came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. For on the first day of the first month, he began to go up from Babylon. And on the first day,
Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the priest, the scribe learned in the words of the commandments of the Lord and his statutes to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace.
And now I have issued a decree that any of the people of Israel and their priests and the Levites in my kingdom who are willing to go to Jerusalem may go with you. Since you are sent on the part of the king and his seven advisors to inquire about Judah and Jerusalem, according to the law of your God, which is in your hand, and to bring the silver and gold, which the king and his advisors have voluntarily given to the God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem. You find in the entire province of Babylon, along with the voluntary offering of the people and of the priests who offered willingly for the house of their God, which is in Jerusalem. With this money, therefore, you shall diligently buy rams and lambs with their grain offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them on the altar of the house.
and whatever seems good to you, and your brothers to do with the rest of the silver and gold. You may do according to the will of your God. Beyond the Euphrates River, that whatever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, may require of you, it shall be done diligently. Up to 100 talents of silver, 100 cores of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of anointing oil, and salt is needed. Whatever is commanded by the God of heaven, it shall be done with zeal for the house of the God of heaven.
Favor to me before the king and his counselors.